This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmat with news for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. Last year, Port Townsend High School student Nora Kingsley installed a mural on the side of the flagship landing building in downtown Port Townsend, a large set of wings where people could pose and appear as if they were an angel. The mural quickly became a landmark and lifted the city's spirits, according to Amanda Kingsley, the artist's mother. The mural was vandalized over the weekend by a sloppy graffiti tag above the wings saying that capitalism kills angels. This started a Facebook firestorm with some posters lamenting the destruction of a compelling piece of public art and others wondering if the side of a bank would be a more appropriate place for an anti-capitalist message. The response and the repair was quick. A local merchant covered the graffiti with primer early Monday, after which time Amanda Kingsley, who, like her daughter, is an artist, found some of the original mural paint and carefully obscured the red paint. By Monday afternoon, the vandalism was undetectable. 18-year-old Nora Kingsley is away at college, having completed the mural the day before she left town. Her mother said the outstretched wings symbolized Nora's spreading her own wings and seeking other ventures, a message that translates to anyone who poses in front of the mural. Port Townsend Police Sergeant Jason Greenspan said there were no suspects or leads at this time, and the case will not be investigated, lacking any new information. If located, the suspects would be charged with third-degree malicious mischief, a gross misdemeanor. Anyone with information about the case should contact the Port Townsend Police Department. Local cheese manufacturer Mount Townsend Creamery is shutting down, a disappointment for the business and the public who expected it would anchor a new industrial complex on Rainier Street near the Port Townsend city limits. Co-owner Ryan Trail told KPTZ that the business was stuck in a middle ground between the large industrial ventures and the mom-and-pop cheese stands. This middle ground made it difficult for the business to grow and to secure funding. To illustrate, Mount Townsend produces 100,000 pounds of cheese annually, while Tillamook does that much before lunch every day. Additionally, the business was dependent on a single dairy as a source, which was unacceptable with regard to contingency planning. The dream died quickly, as it was only a few months ago when plans for a $5 million, 15,000 square foot cheese-making facility were still in place. Trail said continuing on that path became too much of a risk, and the land where the facility was to be located went on the market this week. Several Port Townsend businesses have almost closed over the last few years, only to be saved at the last minute. Trail said he'd like to find someone to take over the business, but is now planning to end production by the end of this month and close down for good sometime in February. More than 100 people gathered at Haller Fountain in Port Townsend on Monday, commemorating Martin Luther King's birthday with a series of hymns and short speeches. Of these, Port Townsend Mayor Michelle Sandoval said the current political climate makes her feel alternately optimistic and fatalistic, but feels that Dr. King's words are always a source of inspiration. "We are living through a time that tests our resolve to fight injustice," she said, "and we need to reflect on Dr. King's words every day, not just at commemorative gatherings." Local activist Beverly Williams Hawkins also addressed the group, saying the tendency for people to compare themselves to each other is counterproductive, and it is best to emphasize similarities with another person rather than the differences. The event lasted about an hour and included remarks from local clergy. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.